This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey everyone, welcome and thanks for stopping by to Vintage Homeschool Moms. My name is Felice Gerwitz and today I'm going to be talking to you about do-it-yourself diets, finding the ones that work. And I want to give a shout out to our sponsor, the Kendrick Brothers, and the movie Like Arrows, a movie that examines family values and bringing up kids. We appreciate all the sponsors who make these podcasts free. And also, I'd like to encourage you to subscribe to this podcast and give me a star rating if you go to iTunes, Google Play, or any of the podcast apps. And you can go to each episode, and at the bottom, you can give it a star rating or go to the show album itself and scroll all the way down. They always change the formats on us, so depending on your device, that star rating may kind of be a hidden feature. It used to be right at the top and it made it easy. And why do we ask for ratings? Because it helps us get found, and we really appreciate all of you and our listeners for sharing these episodes with a friend. Well, I wanted a great do-it-yourself diet, and so I set out on a search. And with so many fad diets out there on the market, well, it was difficult, and when I was young, it's a miracle that I didn't gain as much weight as I could have because my parents owned an Italian restaurant, and so growing up, I was surrounded by food, and as an Italian, my dad always said that we lived to eat, and Americans ate to live. So with that in mind, food was a very major focus in our family. And so, you know, when I look at all the diets on the market, it's a miracle we're not all super thin, right? Diets are one of the most researched and overpromised and underachieved things out there, in my opinion. There are many facets to dieting, and we're going to take a look at that in this podcast, as well as how to make a do-it-yourself diet work for you. So the idea of do-it-yourself, obviously, is to save money. And there are a ton of package plans out there, and we're going to discuss some of those a little bit later. But I really wanted something that would jumpstart my metabolism and something that was good for me. I didn't want to take a pill or any of the things that I read out there that were going to help boost my metabolism. I really wanted some healthy alternatives. And I found that when I was younger, it was very, very easy to lose weight. And as I got older, it became more difficult. And I have a podcast that I created on this Vintage Homeschool Moms Network, and it's Why Your Diet Fails. And I also have one on eating well and losing weight, and even on healthy substitutes. If you want to look at those, I have them in the show notes, and you can find them at podcast 268, do-it-yourself diets, DIY diets, podcast 268 at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. You know, I felt I was a pioneer of diets in my teens. I'd eat sparingly because I disliked cafeteria food in college and lived mostly on salads and proteins. And I did love those Melba crackers and cheese. I absolutely love cheese and sometimes find myself craving it, which I've read could be a calcium deficiency. But living in Florida, believe me, I get lots of vitamin D just from the sun. But on weekends when I'd go home, since home was only 30 minutes away from my college campus, I'd enter my dad's Italian restaurant and gain at least 5 pounds over the weekend, which was not hard to do. And yes, I lost it within a few days of arriving back at school because, again, I wasn't a big fan of the cafeteria food, but it was a pendulum swing, you know, up 5, down 5, you know, 3 pounds here, 7 pounds there. And all I had to do in those days was skip one meal and lose 5 pounds. But the reason a lot of people lose weight is not just to to, you know, look better in clothes, although that probably is one of the main reasons. But it should be because of health. You want to eat healthy and be healthy. The second is maybe your clothes are too tight. That's one of the ways I know. I don't step on a scale every day. But if I put on some clothes that I know, you know, usually fit and they're getting tight, then I know I've gained weight. And, you know, and maybe through the years you've had, you know, 5 pounds here and there that continue to, you know, creep on. And that happened to my son. He was never super thin, my oldest, but every year he seemed to put on 5 pounds, and gradually he was to the point where he even realized, you know, even the extra large shirts are getting tight, so I need to do something. And he and I sat down and we kind of sketched out a plan. And it's nice when you're in a household that you can do it with someone else, because my other boys are very thin, and so that doesn't help when they want dessert. And, you know, we don't buy a lot of packaged stuff in this house. So they're saying, hey, Mom, can you make us cookies? Or now they all can bake. So they bake their own stuff because, you know, we were trying to cut back and lose weight. So my son actually lost 60 pounds just eating healthier. He didn't want to do any starvation diets. And my second oldest daughter, same thing. When she was in college, she gained weight. And we had a talk, as she said, I want to lose weight. And I've never gone up to my kids and said, you know, you're fat, you need to lose weight. I just think that's horrible. And I would never do that. So they approach me and we talk about it. And then we kind of come up with a plan. And when my second oldest was home, it was awesome because she and I went on kind of the same type of diet that I ate when I was in college, high in proteins. It was not low fat, but it did have some fat in it, like cottage cheese and cheese, which I just, you know, told you I love. And then also, I like yogurt. She doesn't, but we would do things like have a big salad as a base and then add other things to it. And I remember one time I was working on the computer and working on the curriculum that I published under Media Angels, and she handed me this little container of nuts, and I swear there were like 5 almonds in there. I said, what is this? And she goes, no, it's a healthy fat. You know, you need to eat it. And I was like, oh, great. I love nuts, so this is perfect. And just those 5 nuts, you know, kind of tided me over. Same thing I think I've talked about before when I've gotten, you know, craving for chocolate and I want some kind of chocolate and don't have any in the house, or, you know, nibbling on the semi-sweet chocolate chips or even the 60% chocolates, you know, chips that I have in the closet. I will go for a couple of almonds or a couple of walnuts. And walnuts are amazing and you don't have to eat a lot. And I have the unsalted variety, although I would prefer the salted variety. And the main reason for that is because if they're salted, I will crave more. If they're unsalted, I can eat less. So these are the kinds of things you have to look at when you're doing a do-it-yourself diet to figure out what works for you. And, you know, there are some pitfalls if you're doing it yourself, but you can take a page out of the package diets that have storefronts, and you can find a coach, because I think that's one of the reasons those package diets work. I haven't heard anyone who just raves about the food. Some people just say, you know, the food's okay or it's acceptable, or, you know, especially if they're cooks at home, you're going to find that, you know, as my daughter said, I don't really like to go out to eat. I do. But I'm very critical of what I eat when I go out. So I tend to get things that I don't make at home. And so it's harder to criticize something that you don't make, right? Like, I would never go out and order spaghetti or lasagna or chicken parmesan or anything like that. So if you have a coach, at the very least a good friend you can use as a sounding board, that is perfect. And if you have a friend that can keep you on track, that's great. So here's a quick list of what you need to do if you want a diet partner. Number 1, the rule is no judging. You don't want to hear you don't need to lose weight. or don't put yourself through it. That's kind of what my husband says to me. And I always tell him, you know, you're not helping. I'm the one who wants to lose weight, you know, and I'm very thankful that he loves me as I am. So that's great. The second is you need a cheerleader, someone who will be encouraging. The third is you need someone you can call if you feel led to cheat. I think that's super important. And the fourth is someone who will help you and not tempt you to go off the diet. And I think as I was crafting these, I was really thinking of my husband because he will sit there with a bowl of ice cream or a brownie and ice cream and pass me his bowl. And if I am not on a diet, I typically will have like one bite or two bites of his dessert. And I found that that's all I need. Anything more than that, just you're not tasting it. And so, you know, I'll have to remind him that, you know, I'm trying to watch what I eat, and I don't want a bite. I do want a bite of your brownie and ice cream, but I'm going to decline. And the fifth is accountability. Someone who will let you or help you set goals and then help monitor you. So if you can find that person, that is awesome. And that's a lot of what you're paying for when you are, you know, working toward the do-it-yourself diet. You are, you know, really trying to get someone who can help you keep on that path. So we are going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to learn why certain diets work and how to select one that works for you. We'll be right back.
If conflict or rebellion are beginning to overwhelm your family, might be time to rethink your parenting strategy. Join us in select movie theaters across the country this May for an authentic story of true family life, the messy, the wonderful, and the redemptive. It's never too late to do the right thing as a parent. The movie Like Arrows will be in theaters two nights only, May 1st and 3rd. You can view the trailer or find a theater near you at likearrowsmovie.com.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back. This is Felice Gerwitz with an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. I'm going to ask you a favor, and that is to share this podcast. Share it with a friend. Talk about it with someone that you know, and let other people know that we are out there. You can find the show notes for today's episode, DIY Diets, at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Look for episode 268. So today we're discussing the do-it-yourself diets. And as promised, I'm going to give you five of my top secrets for sticking to a diet and working toward losing some weight. So the first is diets work best when you're consistent and have follow through. You can't give up or cheat. And if you do, it's easy to slide back into your own old habits. I did this recently and I lost 5 pounds. And then somehow I found myself eating things that were very high in carbs. And that, friends, does not work when you're trying to lose weight. So I found out that I had to, you know, hone on in on why I wanted to lose weight and get back on track. The second is diets work best if they fit your lifestyle. If you can't make shakes at lunchtime, selecting a liquid meal replacement isn't going to work for you unless it's an instant package rather than a blender smoothie kind of thing with fruits and veggies. I know some people who do the blender types of things and just will freeze it and then, you know, have it, you know, melting throughout the day until they get to the point where they can actually drink it. But probably something that is packaged would work really well. I really like the For Life smoothies, and I can put that link in the website. There's a vanilla one that you can add fresh fruit to, like strawberries or blueberries, and that's super yummy. The third is, by the way, they do have a chocolate one, and that's the one my kids, they drink that kind of before and after they work out, and they really like it. The third one is diets that taste good keep you on track. So For Life also has a meal replacement one, and my daughter drinks that not because she needs to lose weight, but because she's in a hurry. This is my number four daughter who's in college, and she has a 30-minute drive to her college campus. So She'll put that in a shaker bottle, which are, I think are the best inventions for protein powder. And she'll put milk or almond milk or sometimes water, and put a couple of scoops of the chocolate meal replacement, and then just shake that and drink it on her way to school. And so she really likes that, and it fills her up. And the fourth is diets that fill you up. If you're hungry, it's not going to work. Now, it just usually when you do, you know, have you're on some kind of diet, like one of my one son, the oldest, who lost 60 pounds, he said one of the things he did was drink a ton of water, and that filled him up. But it's really difficult when you're hungry. So try to find things like eating a couple of almonds or something along that route that you can do that will keep you filled. Another thing for me, it's a healthy snack, but it also kind of hits every craving, is to have apple slices. I will, you know, core and peel an apple. I don't peel the skin. I like the skin, but some people don't. And I'll put that, you know, on a plate and just kind of munch on that when I feel like eating something. Yes, apples get brown, so you can't keep them out too long. But small apples work really well for that. And I would just usually eat just like one apple a day. And then the fifth is diets that have results. If you're not losing weight, it's hard to stick to a diet. And my second oldest daughter and I were talking about that. And recently she hit on a diet that I'm going to talk about that she loves and lost 10 pounds and was really excited about it. And she shared that with me. So you can use these following guidelines to, you know, kind of look at healthy food decisions. And again, all this is on the website at Vintage Homeschool Moms DIY Diet. So you don't need to write all this down now. But when it comes to losing weight and eating healthy, it really, success starts in the kitchen. Throw out anything that's highly processed. Invest in protein powder. Again, I like the For Life stuff, and I'll have a link on the show notes. And be careful when looking at how much protein that you're using, because sometimes you can take those big scoops and have way too much. And a lot of times protein powder doesn't have zero calories. There are some. I had a whey protein that I really liked that was, you know, pretty much had no flavoring to it. So you could add it to a lot of things. But I had one that was that just kind of you could taste it. And so it wasn't that great. A lot of the top rated ones, again, those links are on the show notes. Isogenic is one I hear a lot that people like. I like the For Life. I've never tried the Isogenic ones, but I've heard that people have had really good success with those. And the third is a detox. A detox is really a good way to begin any diet. And that's super important. You can use a detox tea, but be careful. For Life has one that is probably one of the most gentle ones that I've ever had. And you have to be careful, because I've had detox teas before and I will get horrible stomach cramps. So if you are prone to that, what I would do is take a tea bag, make the tea, pour half in another container, put it in the fridge, save it for later, and then just add water to the existing half and try a diluted version first and just see how that goes. And when you're detoxing, that means no fruits, no sugars, no carbs. During Lent, I gave up dessert. And so that's the 40 days before Easter, for those of you who may not observe an Easter Lent. And so I was having horrible issues with my gums. They were flaring up and just sometimes getting red. And, you know, the dentists were talking to me about it and had even prescribed this rinse that, you know, I felt like was highly toxic substance. But anyway, I'm not into medicine, so it was something that you had to get a prescription for. And so I actually did it because my gums were so inflamed. If I had anything salty or anything, you know, like Mexican food, my gums would just kill me. And what I found through just cutting out a lot of sugar in my diet was that my gums are no longer red and inflamed. And I'm also using, I keep talking about the Four Life stuff, but I really like it, their toothpaste, which is less harsh and abrasive. Because that was one of the things my dentist said to me, it could be your toothpaste that you're using. And I was not using any mint in my toothpaste because I don't, as much as I love mint, I don't take any mint at all because I use homeopathic remedies and mint is a counteracts that. I'll give a shout out to Homeopathy for Mommies. If you want to listen to that show, that has a ton of information. I've actually had Sue Meyer out to my house several times giving workshops, and she is phenomenal, a wealth of information, and just got an accreditation. So she's awesome. And so because I use homeopathic remedies, I don't use mint toothpaste, and there are other toothpastes out there. Like there's a regular one by Colgate that we use that does not have mint in it. You can also use cinnamon flavored toothpaste, and then there's a lot of different alternatives. And again, the one I use is not one that hurts my gums. Number five, hydration is the most important thing you can do. It is the strongest defense toward off hunger, and try increasing how much water you drink. You'll not only feel better, you'll find that you're not so hungry. And number six is what I'm trying to do, and that is the keto diet. It's high in fat, moderate protein, and very low or no carbs, and I'm trying the no carbs. The low carb part reprograms your metabolism to burn fat for fuel rather than, storing fat. And so that is really great. I've used the HCG diet, and it has a very limited food intake, mostly protein, salads, veggies, no carbs, no sugars, no fats for at least 23 days. And I've got links to the manual in the show notes. Read through it. And if you're interested, email me at felice@mediaangels.com, and I can put you in touch with a life coach that can work you through this method. Sue Meyer also, I believe, sells that in her store. The method works so well, you'll not see it advertised because they really are trying to ban it. And I've used it successfully through the years to lose about 15 to 20 pounds in 1 month. It works. It is very restrictive, but afterwards I felt great. And I did use it to jumpstart the 5 pounds that I lost. And so, that is something that you can consider doing. If you don't have a lot of fat on you, then you're not going to lose as much weight on the HCG. So it really is for those who have stored a lot of fat in their system and want to lose that. For those of you who are interested in prepackaged foods, there's a majority of them out there. I'm not going to go through all of them. You can either get lists from some of them. You can go to the grocery store and buy your own. You can pay for the packaged deals, but again, I'm not into packaged foods, so for me, that would be a very difficult sell. And I think that's, kind of like the most important things when you're interested in looking for something that's done for you, which isn't the topic that we're talking about today. And then the last thing is, what if you don't think you could commit to a diet right now? That's okay, because if you cannot commit to one, you're not going to stay on one. And you can use the following guidelines to make healthy food decisions. And you can also look at the podcast that I created on healthy substitutions. It really works, and the food does not taste any different, which is very important for me, is how food tastes. So the 5 points quickly are: keep sugar intake low, increase fiber and protein intake, and that helps you to stay full. Limit daily carbs and dairy. I have not been eating the yogurt that I love, and part of it is to lose some weight because so many of the yogurts have sugar. I make my own yogurt and just have not had time to do that. So until I do, I'm kind of banning yogurt for me, which is like all I really like is yogurt and fruit in the morning, sprinkled even with some nuts. Even raisins, yummy. But I'm not even doing that right now. And then you can increase your water consumption, obviously, and stick to healthy fats. So again, all the show notes are on vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Look for this episode, DIY Diets. Hey, everyone, thanks so much. And I appreciate you subscribing to this podcast and sharing it with a friend. Take care. God bless. And talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.